flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Father-daughter bonding. I got two girls, Amia and Haley. We love going to sporting events. They're all sports fans. So football, basketball,
oh, that's
hockey.
Nice.
That's how we bond. We love doing it through sports.
Yeah, Steve and Ava bond through Slurpees, especially the free Slurpee day.
Free Slurpee day? Oh, 7-Eleven. They get the free Slurpee
and
day.
And 7-Eleven also owns Speedway.
Okay.
So they do this. They, like, get excited about going together to different locations and getting free Slurpees.
Well, wait.
Last night, Steve's on the couch and he goes, Ava, guess what tomorrow is? And she was like, oh, Slurpee Day? And he goes, that's right.
Wait a second. I thought that was 7-Eleven.
It's today as well. They inboxed everyone who has a Speedway card. I think it's just for getting through the month of January.
Oh, you
just
made it.
Just for the heck of it.
The first month.
Good for you.
Yeah, we're going to give you a free Slurpee.
Here's a brain freeze. That's a great way to kick in.
Heck yeah, it is.
February.
All right.
They will drive around today,
okay,
and this will be their bonding time.
All
and
right.
She will plug in her aux cord, and they will listen to music together while they drive to various locations and get Slurpees. I don't know why, but that's the day both of them are like, oh. Of all things to bond over.
So they don't just go to one, they go to several?
They go to several. Because a lot of them have different flavors.
And what do they do? Come carrying the house, all these cups of Slurpees?
Yeah, basically.
Free, look at us.
Yeah.
Like, at what point, there's only so many cup holders,
correct,
there's so many laps to hold.
Right.
The four-piece things. Like, how many Slurpees are we talking here?
I had all these same questions, Hope, when this first started with these two. But they both assure me that Ava can hold up to 4 or 5 just in her lap. And I'm like, what do you get? She was like, well, they didn't have the blue kind at this blah, blah, blah. So then we went over here for the blue kind. And then they had the frozen lemonade kind. I don't know. They got this whole system where they spend a good chunk of time together.
Hey, father-daughter bonding. It's
I'm
fun.
I'm all for it.
Do they ever just take the cup and mix all the flavors together? They ever do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know if they go rogue with this. This is their time to do with what they want. And of all the things, I know it's bizarre, but of all the things to bond over.
Yeah. Hey, you and your kids today, go get some free Slurpees, 7-Eleven and Speedway. Enjoy. 39 coming in, and that's probably going to be the high today, about 39-40. Feels really good today. Roads all melted, the ice and snow's gone. It was a great, easy drive in this morning.
I knew the minute I walked out that I'd made the wrong choice in choosing what I wore today. I have a sweater turtleneck on.
You do?
And I walked out, got my winter coat over my turtleneck, and I was like, oh, shoot. I don't have time to change. Just, I got to press on.
There you go.
But I always know what the weather is outside because my front stairs, the minute you walk out the door, there is no way to keep the ice off of there. It comes off the roof, and it's always a sheet of ice. So I always have to walk out my door like, okay, don't fall. Don't fall. This morning it was slush. And I was like, ooh, how nice.
It's melting away.
So that's like my weather predictor.
Oh, the steps.
The ice right outside my front door.
Scott Hesko, you thought the groundhog was trying to take your job. No, it's TJ steps there. Icy, slippery, slushy. Well, don't get too excited. Tomorrow it's going to drop right back down to 20.
Oh.
And then on Monday we're going to be back up to 40. Imagine that. It's just like a roller coaster. Whee!
Welcome to Rochester. That's nothing compared to March. March, it could be 80. It could be negative 10 with 8 feet of snow.
Right?
I know.
If we can only temper Mother Nature's...
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attitude sometimes. She does whatever she wants.
Wasn't Hetzko saying that February is going to be crazy?
Yeah. He said it could be the coldest in history for our area. Okay. Well, maybe January. We don't want it to end so fast then, right?
Enjoy the warmer weather today.
Exactly. Shorts, it's up to you. WBEE, Luke Bryan with TJ, Bo, and producer Hope. I saw him once in Denver, and he opened. His first song was Country Girl Shaker for Me. Get everybody pumped up. Then he wound up doing an hour and a half, hour 45-minute show, and he ended with it. And I was okay with it. Boom. Get him excited, get him pumped up, and then finish off with his biggest song.
A little country girl sandwich, if you will.
What?
Both ends of the concert.
Yes. And are you okay with that if they do their songs? Like, you know, it's an hour, 45-minute gap.
Oh, yeah.
But it's their biggest one. Like, you're partying. Trust me, people warming up are like, whoa, shocked it happened first. And then at the end, they're wobbling, trying to keep up. You know, it's a party at Luke Bryan. We got those tickets for you to win. I can't believe there's a Hope holiday. It's National Hot Chocolate Day. You love hot chocolate. You put it in your coffee every morning.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, do you ever put it in anything else because you love it so much?
I did just put it in ice cream. I was making homemade ice cream the other day.
Okay.
And I didn't have any chocolate milk and I needed to add like something to it.
Yeah.
So I made hot chocolate and then didn't very patiently wait for it to cool. And then I ended up having a milkshake instead of ice cream.
I picture Hope's cupboards because she really doesn't cook or make anything for herself, really. I just picture them as just being full, just hot cocoa packets.
Yeah.
Just like boxes of hot cocoa. She opens it up. I think I'll have hot cocoa.
No, anytime I go through and restock, I'm like, people probably think that I'm buying for this huge event. I'm buying 90 packs of hot chocolate at a time. Like, that's, I just have an addiction.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. It doesn't hurt anyone.
It's much of mind your business.
You know, you can put in cake mix. You can put in yogurt, your hot chocolate, if you want to spread it around. Because I know you like it so much. You really use it for coffee, but
I've
there's so many
other...
I've
not tried it in yogurt. I've put chocolate protein powder in yogurt.
Yeah, kind of the same thing, yeah.
Minus the protein.
Look at, Steve just said, I sprinkle it over popcorn. I'm like Hope. Steve says, I sprinkle hot the powder over popcorn. That's a new one for me. Thanks for chiming in, Steve. We appreciate it. You can mix it in with pancake mix. There's so many things you can do with your hot chocolate addiction. It's not just coffee, Hope. It's your holiday today. God. Hot chocolate.
It could
chocolate.
Be part of every meal.
Yes, it could. Lasagna. Well, okay. That
well, I mean, Buddy the Elf puts maple syrup on his spaghetti, so just a little hot chocolate
okay.
spaghetti.
Okay, maybe there's something there. Let's turn into the world's easiest contest. She loves hot chocolate, Hope. Puts it in coffee, and maybe she's going to start adding it to more recipes. But you just brought up Buddy the Elf.
Yep.
And what did he put in his spaghetti?
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup is the answer we're looking for. 585-252-WBEE. You know our number. If you call number 19 and can say that back to us, you're going to see Luke Bryan win it concert tickets before anybody else. 252-9233. Tiffany Farmington, call number 19, the world's easiest contest. So, Buddy the Elf. What does he put on his spaghetti?
Maple syrup.
Yeah!
Guess what? You're correct. And now you got two tickets to Luke Bryan, August 30th at Darien Lake.
Awesome.
Yep. Tickets don't even go on sale until 10 a.m. this morning at LiveNation.com. So you just want them before you can even buy them.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Helping you feel good on a Friday. And tell everybody you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE.
And the...